Good morning. This is Ken Sternfeld for the Concierge Hub. You are in the PPN Newswire Room, and we have information for Long Island Health Systems and Long Island Pharmacists. I am a Long Island pharmacist, retired, living here in Westbury. But Long Island Health Systems and Pharmacists are preparing to begin receiving the deliveries of the COVID-19 vaccines. But not everyone expects to receive the vaccine at the same time. You know, this news comes as trucks are rolling from Pfizer plant to bring this life-saving vaccine nationwide. On the island, sadly, the number of cases for coronavirus are rising. They are over 1,500 in the last 5 and 6 days. That's according to Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, who's acknowledging that perhaps next week, they will receive the vaccine, because on Tuesday of this week, his county has now hit a second wave and a height of coronavirus positive test cases. The largest health system in the region is Northwell Health. I am a patient of that system, so I'm anxious to see how they implement. And also the Catholic Health Services here. And they say they expect to get the vaccines from Pfizer early next week. The number of doses coming in those first deliveries is not known. And, you know, you can hear some conversations from the chief pharmacy officer at Northwell Health, who says that they've filled out all the provider enrollment forms that included questions about the patient demographics and the number of healthcare workers that will need to be vaccinated, so that they can build up to the capacity to store these vaccines, because many flu vaccines are typically stored, but this requires a special storage requirement. So Pfizer has to get, and they've already gotten their emergency use authorization from the FDA, so those vaccines are coming. They need to be administered, as you know, in two doses that have to be taken 21 days apart, according to medical experts. The Moderna vaccine, which is coming shortly thereafter, I believe is 28 days apart, but both have applied for the emergency use authorization. So all of the frontline hospital workers will be getting the first doses from Northwell Health. Northwell Health purchased 19 ultra-cold freezers to store this, because the vaccine must be stored at a minus 7 degrees Celsius, which is much colder than other vaccines. And it is kind of almost an Arctic feeling, minus 94 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Imagine that. A lot of dry ice is coming our way. Catholic Health Services has purchased freezers back in August, and it expects the doses to arrive shortly. And they'll begin administering those to their frontline workers. That's according to Dr. Patrick O'Shaughnessy, Chief Clinical Officer at Catholic Health. Well, Governor Cuomo is obviously working with federal government to get our nursing home residents and staff vaccinated, because the federal government is really moving this initiative through our friends, the major chains of CVS and Walgreens, to help conduct those vaccinations. A little bit hesitant, because I know of their challenges and workflow, and this distribution could perhaps break down a little bit, because they've scheduled, CVS and Walgreens, on-site clinic days specifically at each facility. Now, I know through inside information, boy, I like to say that if I'm the news, our inside sources say, they're using the floater pharmacists and new pharmacists they've hired so that their stores can continue to be run. But these floaters will be going around, just like they go from store to store, they'll be going to nursing home facility. Now, floaters sometimes give floaters a bad name, meaning they just show up and they kind of just feel that they're for the day. But I believe in the quality of the pharmacist and their commitment. And I am hoping that the floaters don't treat this as a floater, that they go in with the culture and the concept that they are the managers of this process, because if we don't get our facilities, the nursing homes, the assisted living, they expect this to occur over the next, you have to go there twice, each one to do the two doses, administering both to residents and staff. And I would believe there may be a different cadence of how much a staff or resident gets vaccinated and how quickly those can be done in the next 2 to 3 months. And I think it'll take at least that long, personally. Now, you also have other pharmacies on Long Island and across the nation, but I'm familiar with, you have pharmacies in Stop and Shop, pharmacies in the supermarkets. And Brittany Orlando, who's the clinical service manager, says that they've spent the last few months preparing for this, and we look forward to it. They've been our front line, the grocery stores, essential workers, and staying open and being there for us, and we thank them for their service. The Stop and Shop pharmacy has 51 stores on Long Island, and 30 of them have pharmacies. So they operate more than 250 pharmacies throughout the Northeast, which is our world, and that's New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Now, what about independent pharmacy owners? I mean, the backbone of our profession. Well, they're not really sure when they're going to receive the vaccines, but they expect it to come through distributors and distribution channels similar to what they always do, the Cardinals, the AmerisourceBergens, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Tom D'Angelo, who I know, is operating Franklin Square Pharmacy right here on Long Island and is also a leader with Pisney. He just quotes that he just doesn't know what the deployment will be as of yet, but there are thousands of independent pharmacies, and that's a really big distribution chain, and Tom is right. So make sure we recognize that that opportunity needs to be addressed and cannot be lost on the powers that be. The independent pharmacies who want to distribute the Pfizer version of this vaccine would need to make a major investment in cold freezers. And that was from also a friend of mine I know, Nitin Mohan, who is the owner of New Island Pharmacy in Deer Park. I knew Nitin when he managed the busiest CVS store in Deer Park and was an incredible leader and has opened up his own store where he serves the community. Now, he hasn't bought the freezer yet because he doesn't know which vaccine he's going to get. So isn't it sad that we're not giving direction to our healthcare providers? If it's the Moderna one, he doesn't need the freezer. If it's the Pfizer one. So here he is as a frontline healthcare provider and a wonderful man. I believe he's also stepped up at the Long Island chapter of Pisney. He is a leader, but those leaders need to be supported. So the independent pharmacy, as we read, through the list of distribution plans, sadly, will be kind of coming in after. One day that'll change. One day they'll realize the community pharmacy is, in fact, the backbone of healthcare and is the hub of where the best pharmacist can reside. Not that CVS and Walgreens do not have great pharmacists. They don't have great pharmacies. They have great pharmacists working in a horrific work environment that doesn't allow those pharmacists to practice at the height of their profession. Now more than ever, with a COVID-19 vaccine, boy, I hope they don't screw it up, because it's not like just their numbers will drop. Patient lives will drop, and their lack of execution will cause patient lives. Let's hope that doesn't happen. I have my doubts. It's Ken Sturtfeld for the Pharmacy Podcast Newswire Room, a new version of information on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I am Ken Sturtfeld, and you're listening to The Concierge Hub. Have a great day.